The Caribbean is unlike any other place in the world. The beauty of its people, culture, and environment are unrivaled. Still, we in the Caribbean face many challenges that cannot be ignored. Instead, we meet them head-on with innovation, energy, and enthusiasm. The Inter-American Development Bank has been supporting development in the Caribbean region for more than 50 years. Join us as we tell your stories on improving Caribbean lives.
Okay, on the matter of impact of behaviors and attitudes that we hold as gendered individuals, in what ways have these behaviors and attitudes been shaping our modern Caribbean societies?
Our history in the Caribbean is that of slavery and colonialism, and we cannot escape that. And it is our inheritance of centuries of violence and trying to come to terms with this violence. It shapes who we are and in most part define our values as well as our gender behaviors and attitudes. In the Caribbean, patriarchal ideas are most dominant. It is about manhood in opposition to womanhood, whether in the family or in the public life. Manhood is about being a provider and protector, but it is also about competition, toughness, winning, and violence. However, we have to say that it is not that everyone, every man, share these views, and also that norms and ideas are constantly changing. So there is hope for us to change, as and we are also changing as it is.
So I want to ask, do these attitudes and behaviors also impact on the economic development of the region? And if so, how?
Oh, yes, they do. For instance, gaps in educational achievement of Caribbean men, mostly those in rural areas in vulnerable economic conditions, those gaps, they reduce the possibilities of men in the labor market. Looking at women, the burden of care, which is actually a gendered construct and position and a perceived obligation for women to do, this burden of care hinders women's entry to the job market. They seek work at a later age with no formal experience and obviously with lower pays. On average, for example, Caribbean women earn 70% less than men. Violence against women poses significant challenges to both men and women and society at large. In terms of trauma, intergenerational violence, lost wages, and diseases. I went to a meeting recently that was in the auspices of Romundo, and they have calculated that in the U.S. only, violence against women and girls and masculinity have a cost. And this cost in the U.S. in 1 year is more than $15 billion. For the Caribbean, we can say that these problems are even more visible, or if not as visible, despite the dedicated and generous social welfare policies that define most of the Caribbean countries.
Thank you for listening to Improving Caribbean Lives. You can check out our weekly blog at CaribbeanDevTrends.com, share your ideas for discussion, and stay in touch with us by emailing CaribbeanDevTrends@iadb.org.